I know. They keep saying that.
I just rather we go really slow today. I need to rely on my senior.
Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. We're on day 20 of our Hunka session. It's April 21st, 2021. The time is 10:02 a.m. Congressman Keene, would you pray for us this morning, please?
Please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We ask that you lay your healing hands upon anyone who's sick or who's suffering. We ask that you please watch over our mourners on this day, and we ask that you guide us and give us wisdom as we try to make decisions that will help the Osage people. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Congressman. Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal from April 20th.
Speaker.
Congressman Walker.
On ONCA 2144, when you advanced it, it says ONCA 2142, so I'm not sure which one it's supposed to be, but they don't match.
Okay, thank you.
Speaker.
It's Second Speaker Rebar.
I have that yesterday that Congresswoman Stabler made the motion to approve the journal, not Walker.
I don't remember, so. Okay, thank you.
Speaker.
Congressman Walker.
There, right before adjournment, it says Congresswoman Rebar announced a culture committee meeting to be held from 3 to 5 or 3:35. That should be appropriations.
You're correct. Thank you.
Motion to approve the journal as amended.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve the journal for April 20th. All those as amended, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay, the journal is approved. Thank you. Next is reports of select committees.
Yeah, Speaker.
Speaker.
Second Speaker Rebar.
Yes, thank you. I have a report from the Appropriations Committee regarding resolution number ONCR 21-07, a resolution to approve a revised fiscal year 2021 annual revenue projection of the Osage Nation. I am the sponsor. The date of the meeting was yesterday, April 20th, 2021. The final committee action was do pass as a committee substitute with amendments. With the yes from Rivard, Keene, Big Horse, Walker, Shaw, and Lemon.
Thank you.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
I'd like to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 2107 on third reading on today's agenda following engrossment.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor and seconded to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and place ONCR 2107 on third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. There is no discussion. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no.
No.
Okay, is that Congressman Potts or?
Yes, Madam Speaker.
Okay. All right. Please mark Congressman Potts as a no. All right. So other select committees to report?
Speaker Pratt.
Congressman Keene.
Yesterday, the Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met regarding ONCA 21-25, ONCA 21-42, ONCA 21-43, and ONCA 21-44. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with three yes votes from Keene, Good Fox, and Big Horse. Also, yesterday, the Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met regarding rule amendments. This was amendments to the rules of the Osage Nation Congress Special Council. The final committee action was due pass with three yes votes from Keene, Big Horse, and Good Fox. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, reports of standing committees. Are there any standing committee reports?
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Big Horse, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Government operations committee met on bill number ONCA 2128, an act to amend the Osage Nation Competitive Bidding Act. Sponsor was Congresswoman Angela Pratt. The date of the meeting was April the 20th. The final committee action was due pass with amendments. Voting yes was Shaw, King, Walker, and Big Horse. One absent, Congressman Maker. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Congressman Big Horse. Okay, next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Does anyone have any to introduce this morning? Hearing none, bills and resolutions on first reading. Second Speaker Rebard.
Thank you, Speaker. I would like to read ONCA 21-47, an act to amend ONCA 20-73 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $500,000 to the Osage Minerals Council and to establish an alternate effective date.
Okay, thank you. I'm reading an ONCA 2148, an act to amend ONCA 2076 to provide a supplemental appropriation in the amount of $350,000 to real estate services and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Goodfox.
Thank you, Speaker, members of Congress, Assistant Principal Chief, glad to have you back. We've been praying for Lulu. I would like to read in ONCR 2110, a resolution to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and consent to jurisdiction and to authorize the Osage Nation Gaming Enterprise to execute an amended loan agreement, security agreements, and related loan documents incurring indebtedness and pledging assets to authorize the Osage Nation to execute a non-impairment agreement to support ONGE is borrowing represented by the amended loan agreement.
Thank you. ONCA 2147 is assigned to government operations. 2148 and ONCR 2110 is assigned to commerce, gaming, and land. General Order Day 1, second reading. Congressman Keene.
ONCA 21-46, an act to authorize and appropriate $30,000 to the Hominy Indian Village for the purchase and installation of audio and video systems and to establish an alternate effective date.
Thank you. We're now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. ONCA 2066, an act to amend the Osage Nation Higher Education Fund Act definition of student in good standing and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Second Speaker Rebard. Are there any amendments to propose to this bill?
Speaker.
Second Speaker, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I have an amendment. Amendment number one, page one, lines 29, strike 3.0 and insert 3.5. Page one, lines 29-30. Strike the award is made on a per term basis and is not cumulative and insert and is cumulative. And amendment number two on page four, lines 142, strike January and insert August.
Second.
Okay, thank you. We're now on bills and resolutions. On third reading, Congresswoman Goodfox.
I make a motion to recess for the purposes of engrossment.
Second.
Okay, a motion to recess to the call of the chair.
Yes, sorry.
For engrossment.
To the call of the speaker.
And seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. We will... We are now in recess.